Okay, so we pick up these five lines from the bottom. Rami Rav Tuvi, I got an email from the Daf Yomi Commission of the Agudas Yisrael yesterday that we are now officially halfway done with Shas. So they've been keeping count. So we're halfway there. Rami Rav Tuvi bar Rav Kisna l'Rava Tnan kala osa mitzvah achas mativin lo anyone who does a mitzvah achas, anyone who does a single mitzvah mativin lo, so asa in lo asa lo, that implies only if you do the mitzvah, not doing it is not good enough. Ura minhi yashav lo aver aveiru nasa maschar kosa mitzvah, but we also learned that if you just sit there and don't do an aveiru, then you get schar as if you did a mitzvah, so it sounds like you don't actually have to do the mitzvah, you could just not do an aveira. So no, there's a difference between someone who just sits there doing nothing and someone who sits there doing nothing in the face of an opportunity to do an Aveira, in the face of a Yetzer Hara to do the Aveira. If someone just sits and does nothing for nothing's sake, so then you don't get any schar. But if you have an Aveira that was Bali Yado, where someone you had an opportunity to do an Aveira and you chose not to do it, so that's a phenomenal mitzvah. Right? If you look at Rashi, Hasam Shabbat Var Aveira Liado, Hahu Yad. Meaning that's obviously a great mitzvah when you have an opportunity to do an Aveira and you choose not to do it. What's such an example? If someone had the opportunity to do an Aveira and chose not to do the Aveira, like the story of Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Tavate Ahimatrunisa, that a certain noblewoman propositioned him, Amar Milsa Umale Nafshe Shichna V'kiva. So his first defense was he said some sort of incantation or something, and immediately his body was full of boils, hoping that that would turn her off, that would turn her away, perhaps. Of the Himil Savi Itzi. But she did something. She, interesting, by him it says Amar Milsa, by her it says Avda Milsa. I don't know if it was a different type of magic or whatever, but she did something, and all of a sudden he was, could be she just had a refuah for boils, right? She did some type of refuah on him, and right away he was better. So, okay, that didn't work, so now he needed to come up with a plan B. Arak Tasha Bahube Bani Dechiavo Ailin Bitrina Filbi Mama Hava Mitsuki. So he ran and he hid in a bathhouse where even if you would go in with two people during the daytime, still it would be you would get damaged. Meaning there were such mazikim, there were such demons in this bathhouse, which is that it was not considered a safe place to go, even in situations where demons normally don't have any shlita, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Even if it was daytime, normally at nighttime we're more worried about mazikim than we are at daytime. And the other way to avoid mazikim is if you go out in groups, right? Because that's the Tosas, I believe, in the first Amud of Maseches Babasra, the first Amud of Maseches Pesachim, rather discusses these issues. And apparently, you go out in groups or during the daytime, and you're able to avoid the issues of mazikim, because those are the discusses what the problem is with going out at nighttime, meaning the person's not supposed to yotze bederech b'layla. So is it that we're afraid you're gonna trip on the roads, or you're gonna be worried about the mazikim? Right, nafkamin is if you know the roads, but knowing the roads doesn't help you in terms of the mazikim. So anyway, so he went to a place that was extremely dangerous. There were mazikim all over the place. So obviously she didn't chase after him in there. She didn't want to get herself hurt. So the Machar Amar Li Rabbanan Ma Natrucha. So the next day the Rabbanan said to him, "Who guarded you? How did you remain protected?" Amar Lahu Shnei Nosei Kesar Shamruni Kala Laila. He says that there were two officers of the Kesar that guarded me all night. So Pasha says it wasn't actually two officers of the Kesar. It was he was saying that there were two malachim or whatever that took on the image of officers of the Kesar that guarded me all night. So Amalei Shemadvar Erva Bal Yarchav Nitzalta Emenu. So they said, maybe you had a situation of an erva. Meaning they didn't know the whole story that led to it. They just knew that he spent the night in that place that was very dangerous. So they said, really, you were zochet to such protection? Maybe there's some story here. Maybe there was a dvar erva that came up and you were saved from the dvar erva. Ditanina, because we have a mesara kalabad dvar erva liyado v'nitzal emenu osan l'neis. When is a person zochet to a neis? When a dvar erva comes up and he's saved from that dvar erva. So that's the neis apparently that you just experienced. Fine, period. Giborikoch ose dvar lishma b'kol dvaru kigon Rabbi Tzadok v'chaverav. So this pasuk of Giborikoch relates to people like Rabbi Tzadok and his chaverim. So Rashi points out shalovash koach lachuf yisrael iskaber b'chefze kono, that he was able to dress himself in this koach to overpower his yetzer hara to do the will of his creator. So that's Giborikoch ose dvar lishma b'kol dvaru. So what's the story? So the story is as follows. Rabbi Tzadok Tavate Eimatruniso, also very similar, a noble woman propositioned him, Amrla, and he said to her, Chalash lili ba'i, v'lo matzina. He says, you know, I'm weak, I'm hungry, I just can't do it right now because I'm not feeling up to it. So Ben Yoyada points out, it was Pasha Pshar in the Gemara, that it wasn't that he was actually hungry, he was stalling. He was looking for whatever excuse he can to get out of this situation without, obviously, without terribly insulting her. So he said, I'm just not up to it right now, I'm sorry, now's not the time. So, Ika midi lemechel, maybe you have something I could eat? So Amrulay, she said to him, Ika dvartame, well, I have something to eat, but you're kosher, right? I only have non-kosher food to eat. So Amrulay, he says, you know what? My nafkamina, David ha, achal ha. You know what? If I'm going to be doing this anyway, the same type of people who sleep with non-Jewish women are the same type of people who eat non-kosher food. So what difference does it make to me? Might as well make me the non-kosher food. Shagarta, to unclear why he didn't just say to her, no, I'm kosher, sorry, I won't eat it, and then maybe that would get her off his back. But anyway, Shagata Tanura, Kaman Chalei, she lit up the oven and she started cooking the food for him. So Salik V'yasev Begavei, so he went and he sat dangerously close to the fire, to the oven, meaning if he just wanted to warm up, so he would have sat at a certain distance, but he sat, or apparently it was obvious that he wasn't just going to warm up, it wasn't normal. He went and he sat in a way that was very not normal next to the oven. So Amrullah, my high, said, what are you doing? So Amrullah, David ha, nafil b'hai. He says, what do you mean, what am I doing? The person who does this act that you're trying to get me to do, ultimately is going to burn in the fires, is going to burn in the fires of Gehenim. So that's the simon. So Amrullah, she said, iyadi kulehai lo tzarticha. I would have known you were such a mashugana, that you were so that you were so extreme about this, then I never would have bothered you in the first place. I had no interest in driving you crazy. So what do you see? She had no interest in driving him crazy. So was she doing this la haviro al dasa? Was she doing this to try to get him to be irreligious or anything like that? Adaraba, she asked him if he's makbid on kosher, and she said, you know, I didn't know. If I would have known that you were a religious extremist, I wouldn't have done this. So apparently she was doing this Ladnas Atzma. This was purely for her own Hana'a. There is a Shita of the Baal Hama'or. I saw quoted here, the Shita of the Baal Hama'or in the Sechah Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalid, where the Baal Hama'or writes that when Ovdei Kochavim force you to do an Isser for their own Hana'a, not for any religious reasons, then even when it comes to the Shalosh Averis HaChamuros, even when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rais and Shfichas Damim, Yavar V'lo Yaharek, those Averis themselves are no longer Yaharek Val Yavar, because the Yaharek Val Yavar is only when they're trying to get you to be irreligious. But they're just stopped doing it because they want it, because it's for their own Hana'a, then Yavar Va'al Yaharek for these three mitzvahs. Unbelievable chiddush. So someone hires you as a hitman, not because he wants you to murder, but he wants the person dead. He's just for his own hana. The guy's getting in his way. So, and he tells you, if you don't kill him, he's going to kill you. So you're allowed to kill the other person rather than get killed. So the Ramban in the Melchamos over there asks, based on our sugya, because Rabbi Tzadok and Rav Kahana were moser nefesh l'misa in order not to violate Gilei Arayos, right? Apparently he was about to jump in the oven. He was about to be Moser Nafsho for the sake of Gilei Arayos. Now, clearly in the story, though, she was only doing it Lanas Atzma. So why were they Moser Nefesh if she was only doing it Lanas Atzma? Says the Ramban, you see that it's Yaharik Val Yavar, whether it's Lanas Atzma that they're doing it, or whether they're doing it for any more evil reason that they're plotting against us. The Tshuva Sarivash points out that, wait a second, this isn't even really Gilei Arayos. because Yisrael Haba Lakutis, when a Jew sleeps with a non-Jew, bitzina, it's not done in a public way, so Bezin Shal Chashmonai Gazrum, the Bezin of the Chashmonai were the ones that were gozer, that's a problem. So let's see, he writes, the Rivashin, some Kuf Ayin Aleph, writes that this isn't even Minadin, that they have to be Moser Nefesh, that this is, because it's not even really Gilei Arayos. But since they were Gedolei Yisrael, and it would be a tremendous Chil Hashem, should anybody find out, even though it's not Befaresia, it would be a tremendous Chil Hashem if anybody would find out, so they decided to be Moser Nefesh rather than go through with such an act. Now, that implies that sometimes Mesiris Nefesh is optional. If you want, you're allowed to be Moser Nefesh, even though you're not Mechuyav to be Moser Nefesh. The Ritva writes in the name of his Rebbe that the Gemara has to be dealing with Farhesia over here, where it was a public act, and that's why it's Arig Val Yavar. And he says, because if it was Betzina, there's no Isser D'Oraisa, so like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav says that it's only Bezin Shel Chashmonai that goes there. There's no Isser D'Oraisa if it were Betzina, and therefore it would be Yavar Val Yareg. And if it's Yavar Val Yareg and you decide to get killed, you're Mischayiv B'Nafsho. That's suicide. The Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, Perkei Halach Dal, talks about someone who's not Mechuyiv to give their lives and decides to give their lives. That's suicide. That's Asur. You're not allowed to just stam choose to give your life. So the Ritva says it has to be that it's a situation of Yehari Gval Yavar. Otherwise, there's no way, there's no explanation of why they would give their lives. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah over there in Perkei says that even according to the Rambam, though, if you're an Adam Gadol, the Chassid, in Yirei Shemayim, and you see that the generation is heading in the wrong directions, you're allowed to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, and be Moser Nafsho, even for a mitzvah kali, even for a small mitzvah, so that people will see, and they'll learn, Liyiras Hashem La'ava B'Kalibam, people will learn, and they'll learn from you that the general direction that the Jewish community is headed in is the wrong direction, and then hopefully it will gear them back toward a sense of Yerushalayim and of Avas Hashem. But that's the basic discussion on the Rishonim over here. Was it a chiyuv for him to be Moser Nafsho, or was it not a chiyuv for him to be Moser Nefesh? And if it was not a chiyuv, is it permitted to be Moser Nefesh when it's not a chiyuv? Okay, no, the other story also is very much related. Rav Kahana Avakam Mazmin Dekulei, Rav Kahana was selling baskets. So Tavati Aimat Renisa. So certain. What does it matter what he was doing for a living? He was selling baskets. Okay, but what does it have to do with the fact that a woman propositioned him? So Pashta says this relates to what the Gemara is going to say all the way at the end of the Masechta, that that a person should not, when the Mishnah talks about that a lo nilamid adam espino umnus nakiya v'kala, a person should always teach his child a profession that's easy and that's clean and clear of any wrongdoing, anything like that. So one of the things we mentioned there is that a person should not teach his child a profession where he has to deal too much with women. Meaning if a person sells ladies' perfumes or things like that, or to ladies' shoes, or anything that has a lot to do with women, so it's better off that he not be in such a profession, because obviously he's going to face situations that are going to be very difficult for him. So that's perhaps the reason why we're told what he did for a living. He was selling baskets, which apparently, Rashi writes, Salim Shenoshim Nosno Sham Pilcheyen. These were jewelry boxes. These were makeup boxes. That's what he was selling. He was selling something that was specifically his clientele was women. So that's why the following situation came up. Tavate hi matronisa, a certain matronisa, a certain noblewoman again, propositioned him. Amalai said to her, Ezel ikshit nafshai, so he said to her, let me go and get myself ready, meaning he just needed to escape for a few minutes. So he said, excuse me, I just need to get myself in the proper the proper dress and frame of mind to go through with this. So Salik v'kanafel migra la'aren, instead he went to the roof and he just jumped off, and he jumped off the roof. So Asa Eliyahu kable, Eliyahu came, Eliyahu Navi came and caught him. So Amar Lei, Elio said, Atrach the Nabra Mea Parsi. I was busy 400 parsos away. What did you have to schlep me all the way here to come catch you? You know how many brisim I had to run to this morning? And it's been a busy day. What do you have to bother me with all this stuff? So Amar Lei, Mi Garam Li Lava Niyusa. So he said to Elio, well, look, you know why I had to bother you? Because I'm poor. Meaning, Lava Niyusa isn't the fact that I'm poor. Rashi, Imloha Niyusa. Lo Atrach Li Yosis could be Melechas Nashim. If it weren't for the fact that I was poor, I wouldn't have to do Melechas Nashim. The only reason I was stuck doing work that involved dealing with women was because I'm involved in Melechas Nashim, and was because I'm poor and I don't have any other way to support my family. So Yavle Shifa Didinri. So Leo gave him a bag full of money, of golden coins, and he said, okay, here, you could retire now. I don't want to put you in these situations anymore. So good, you'll retire. You won't have to worry about this. But again, this story is a similar idea in terms of the fact that he was Mosa Nefesh. Over here, even more so, is more evident. He actually jumped off the roof being Mosa Nefesh in order not to violate the Savera. So again, either it's Yarek Val Yavar or it was a volunteer, L'Kiddush Hashem, Yarek Val Yavar. Rami Le Rav L'Rav Nachman, Tanan. The following things a person does, and they're going to enjoy the benefits of it in Olam Hazeh. But nevertheless, the principal payment that you're going to get for it still stands there for you, still waiting for you in Olam Haba. They are kibur ve'eim u'gemilas chasadim v'ava shalom enadim l'chavero v'salmut Torah keneged kulam. Right? You have all these other mitzvos, but Talmud Torah corresponds to all of them. Kibur ve'eim, where do we see that this is true about each of these given mitzvos? So b'kivra ve'em k'siv l'man yarichun yamecha l'man yitavlach. It says l'man yarichun yamecha l'man yitavlach. So yarichun yamecha is olam haba, yitavlach is olam hazeh. So you see that it's both olam haba and olam hazeh that you're going to enjoy because of kibra ve'em. B'gemilus chasadim k'siv rodev tzedakah v'chesed yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavod. By gemilus chasadim it says that one who runs after tzedakah v'chesed, which is gemilus chasadim, is going to find chayim tzedakah v'chavod. So that too relates to olam hazeh and olam haba, right? B'avah shalom k'siv b'akei shalom v'radfeyu. And by avah shalom it doesn't say it beferish that you're going to get the reward, but it says v'radfeyu, that you should chase after shalom. That you should seek shalom and chase after it. V'am Rabbi Avo asti radifa radifa, and that lashon of radfehu sounds familiar to us because we just had it of rodev tzedakah v'chesed in connection to chesed. So we learn radifa radifa k'siv hacha bak shalom radfehu k'siv hasam rodev tzedakah v'chesed. So we learn the rodev from the rodev, and we see that whatever applies by chesed is going to apply by hava shalom as well, in the sense that you're going to be zocha to olam hazeh and Olam Haba. B'Talmud Torah k'siv ki hu chayecha va'orech yamecha. And by Talmud Torah it says ki hu chayecha va'orech yamecha, that you're going to have chayim and orech yamim, one in Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh as well. B'shulach haka, so frankly, Gemara, wait a second. But b'shulach haka nami k'siv l'man yitavlach va'orech yamim. By shulach haka, and we just had in yesterday's off, we just had the idea that when you do shulach haka, also there's a bracha of arichus yamim, and it relates to both Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So why didn't it list nami ha? Why doesn't it make the list of things that are keren kayem sol Olam Haba, even though you're going to be ochel perseim ba Olam Hazeh? So it says, a ton of a shir. Okay, we can't list every mitzvah that's in the category, so we left out this one. So frankly, Gemara, tani tana elu dvarim, ba'atam ratan of a shir. No, the style of the Gemara, the style of the Tanaim, is not to write elu dvarim and then to leave out some things. If you can say elu dvarim, you're implying it's these and nothing else. So Amar Rava, Ravidi Azbrali, Amru Tzadik Kitov, Ki Prima Aleim Yochelu, that the Pasuk says, Amru Tzadik Kitov. So what do you mean, the tzadik who happens to be Tov? V'chiyesh Tzadik Tov, v'yesh Tzadik She'enu Tov. Is there such a thing as a tzaddik who's good and a tzaddik who's not good? Elo tov l'shamayim ul'briyo zeh tzaddik tov. Tov l'shamayim v'ra l'briyo zeh tzaddik she'enu tov. Someone who's good to Shemaim and good to the Brios, that's a tzaddik tov. Someone who's good in his ben adam l'makom, but he's not so good in his ben adam l'chavero, he's ra l'briyo zeh, that's a tzaddik she'enu tov. Ke'yotze b'davar ha'tomer, oy l'rosh ra ki gemul yadav yasalo. That's similarly we talk about a rasha ra. V'chiyesh rasha ra v'yesh she'eno ra. What is there, a bad rasha and a not so bad rasha? El rasha l'shemayim v'ral abrios who rasha ra. Someone who's bad, both ben adam l'kama and ben adam l'chavero, is a rasha ra. Ra l'shemayim v'eno ra l'abrios, a rasha she'eno ra. But someone who's bad, both to shemayim and to brios, is a rasha she'eno ra. So what's the point? What we're saying is that when we talk about the things, those mitzvahs, the yirochel perasol ma'amazah, and the keren is kayemus l'olam maba, we're not only talking about those mitzvahs that have, we're not limiting the list, we're not expanding the list, rather, to every mitzvah that you get rewarded for in this world and the next world. We're specifically referring to mitzvahs that reflect a sense of being not just a tzaddik, but a tzaddik tov, that reflect a sense of ben adam l'chavero to them. The gemilas chasadim, right, hava ashalom ben adam l'chavero, and the only one that doesn't seem to really belong on the list, though, is Talmud Torah. Is Talmud Torah ben adam l'chavero? Where's Talmud Torah ben adam l'chavero? How's Talmud Torah ben adam l'chavero? So Pashtus is that the Rav Chaim writes, that based on Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Nefesh HaChayim and Ruach Chaim, I think also, that when a person learns Torah, they're keeping the world going, that it is a great chesed to learn Torah, because you're keeping the world going, and that's why you have you need people learning 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You need people learning in order for the world to exist, in order for the world to run. And when it's in the middle of the night here and everyone is sleeping, there's someone in Eretz Yisrael that's learning morning Seder, because you always need someone to be learning Torah. That's why many tzaddikim had a minhag that on Purim they would dafka go out of their way to learn Torah, because most people weren't learning then, and you need the world to continue to operate, and the world can only operate through words of Torah. So therefore, it is considered to a great extent, ben adam l'chavero to go and to learn Torah. Furthermore, it's also a hechsher mitzvah for all ben adam l'chavero, meaning the Torah guides us in how to do ben adam l'chavero. So Talmud and also softens us up a little bit. Right? The Gemara says that we're by nature very hard and difficult people, and the Torah sort of breaks us down a little bit, softens us up a little bit, so that we can and we're much more easier to deal with when we've learned Torah. So it could be that it's the ultimate hechsher mitzvah for ben adam l'chavero is Talmud Torah. So it could be that's what it means, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, that all ben adam l'chaveros are all, you're only able to perform once you engage in Talmud Torah. Okay. Anyway, as chus. Yesh la keren v'yesh la peros. Shneimar amud tzadik hitov. Avera yesh la keren v'ein la peros. Right, when you do mitzvos, so it has keren and peros. There's the principal reward, and it will continue to produce peros for you. But an avera yesh la keren v'ein la peros has a keren of certain punishment, but there are no peros that come out of it. Shneimar oil la rasha ra. V'alamani mekayim v'yochlem pridakam matzem yispa'u. So what does the pasuk mean then, when it implies that there's going to be there are peros from the evil ways, and Rishayim are going to have to eat from the peros of their evil ways? So avera shows the peros, yesh la peros. If an avera that a person does is actually osa peros, then that avera will make peros. What does it mean, avera is osa peros? So Rashi says, kum chilul Hashem, shadlum chashuv over avera, v'achirim l'medim, min alasos kein. For instance, chilul Hashem, where a person who's a chashuv, a person does an avera, others see he does the avera, learn from him. So that's an avera, that's osa peros. When people see, you're allowed to, that's not so bad to do that, because this guy's doing it, and then they start doing the avera, so the avera has a lot of peros. So such an avera, you're going to have the punishment of the peros as well. But if an avera does not make peros, it's an avera that was done privately and no one knew about it and no one was able to learn from it, and it was a one-time act and that was it, so then there are not going to be any peros. Machshava tova mitzarif l'maisa. Machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarif to a maisa. Meshech Chachma writes that mitzarif l'maisa, lashon of tziruf, implies that it's not just that the machshava tova alone is good enough. I mean, people often understand this, that just having machshava tova is as good as a maisa. No, it's when you have a machshava tova and then you do the maisa, so not only will you get credit for the maisa, then you'll get credit for the machshava as well. But if you have the machshava tova and you don't do the maisa, so stam machshava tova is not going to be good enough. But then the Meshech Chachma says, but it doesn't sound that way from Rashi. Rashi sounds like even if you don't do the Maisa, it's going to be good enough. Mitzarful Maisa from Rafam Menu Afal Machshava, that you'll get rewarded even from Machshava. He's probably not referring to this Rashi. Is he referring to this Rashi? Rashi Dibur Machshava Machshava Sha'ul Seperos. Right? If you look at Rashi, Kiya Machshavaso Va'asa. Right, that in that Rashi where he says that when you mekayim your machshava, that's talking about on the avera side. That's when you get the onesh. Sounds like on the mitzvah, so you don't have to be mekayim machshava to get the schar for the mitzvah. So it sounds from Rashi that you're not you don't need to actually do it in order to get the schar. So the Meshech Chachma says it can't just be just stam. A good thought comes into your head. Oh, wouldn't it be nice to keep Shabbos? It can't be that you can get credit for it. It has to be that you plan to do a mitzvah, you figure out how you're going to do it, you have it, you've decided 100% to do it, and then some sort of onus happened and you were unable to do it. Some terrible accident happened but you had everything planned out exactly how it was going to happen, and you decided for sure you were going to do it. That's when the Machshava Tova is good enough that HaKadosh Baruch is going to reward. Shnemar Oz Nidbur Yirai Hashem Ishel Re'eo Ve'akshev Hashem Ha'ishma Ve'ikasif Sefer Zichron Lefanov Le'yirai Hashem L'chol Shvei Shmo. Mayu L'chol Shvei Shmo. What does it mean L'chol Shvei Shmo? Right, that relates to our this exact point, that even when a person is choshev to do a mitzvah, but then he's nenas, he has an onus and he can't do it, anything short of an onus, though, says Meshchach, was not good enough. It has to be that he's nenas, that he has an onus that he can't do it, not stam, that he decided not to do it, he just had a good thought for a minute. So then it's going to be as if he did the mitzvah. Machshava ra, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa, bet, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarif to maisa. Shnemar Avonim Reisi Belibi Lo Yishma Hashem Ve'elamani Mekayim Hinni Maybe Alamazet Ra Primachshavosam. What do we do with the pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay someone back for the Primachshavosam, for evil machshavos? So machshavos shosapri HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa. When the machshava led to an avera, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish for the machshava as well. Machshavos she'ein repri HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa. But if there are no peros to the machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish for the machshava alone. The Lahaduksiv Lamant Fosis Peshal Belibam Amar Vach Bar Yaakov Ahuba Avodus Kachavim Hudiksiv. Aye, that which the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael is going to be punished for that which was in their hearts. It sounds like even for machshava ra we get punished. Nah, that's only by Avodah Zarah. Amar Marach Amur Avodus Kachavim Shkala Kofar Ba Kamadu B'Kala Torah Kula. That anyone who's kofar in Avodah Zarah, it's as if he's moda B'Kala Torah Kula. So Avodah Zarah is such a critical halacha that even just the machshava of Avodah Zarah is enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish for. Ula Amar Ula says no. This is talking about something else when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes for machshava. K'der Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Kivin Shavar Avar Adam Avera Veshanaba Hutralo. Once a person has done an Avera twice, it's become mutter to him. Really? That's all you need to do? Do it twice and then it becomes mutter? No, it means that it says if it's become mutter tim. But that's what we're talking about, that when you do an avera and you become rugil in the avera and you begin to think that it's mutter, then the machshava of that avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitzarif to a maisa. Very similar to the Gemara in Chulin Davdala, where the Gemara says if someone shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, the shechita is kosher. The meat is still going to be kosher. Fractosos and Mechal Shabbos is dino ka'akum, and an akum u'shechts, the meat is not kosher. So shechitas akum is aser. So even when there's a Yisrael lamid al gabo, it's aser. So how could it be that a person shechted on Shabbos and the meat is kosher? Isn't he a mechal Shabbos? Says Tosos, mishum pamachas eno kumumar. He does it once, he doesn't become like a mumar. You violate the avera one time, doesn't mean that you're a mechal Shabbos because you wore mechal Shabbos once. So you see that when you do it twice, though, apparently then you would become like a mumar. Very similar to what we're saying over here. Kim shavar adam avera v'shanaba. You do it twice, then it's naslo keter. Then it's chazaka that you're going to continue to do the avera. It becomes like keter to you. But you do something only once, it's lav dafka that it's considered like keter to you. The Shor Mitzrayim Ba'alachov here quotes the Tshuvas HaTashbeit, Chelek Bei Simon Chavav, that perhaps this relates to the general discussion of whether chazak beis pamim avi chazaka or gimel pamim. Is a chazaka generated with only two times or even three times? And it sounds like over here that it's two times, that this is going like the Shita, that two times is already chazaka that you can continue to do the Avera. Amar Rabbi Avoh Mishum Rabbi Chanin, Noch Lo Lodim Shiavar Avera B'Seser, V'Ali Chal Shem Shemayim Faresia. better for a person to violate an Avera quietly, privately, rather than to publicly desecrate God's name. Shnemar, v'atem beis Yisrael ko'amar, Hashem ish gilulav, l'chu ivdu, v'acher, im einchum shom melai, v'ashem kachi los chalu. That if you're not going to listen anyway, at least don't be mechal Hashem Hashem. Amar Rabbi Elai Zakein, im roa adam shiitz from eskabralav, a person sees that his Yetzirah is getting the best of him, yelech l'makam shein makiruna, so he should go to a place where no one knows him, v'yilab yishcharim, v'yiskas yishcharim, and he should get dressed up in all black, v'yasak and just do whatever you want. But don't be mechal shem shemaim faresia. Right? That's at least you will have avoided chel Hashem. Anyone who's not makbid about the honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's better that he not be brought into this world. And Mahi, what's that referring to? Rabba Amar Zeh Mistak El Bekeshes. Rabba says that's someone who gazes at a rainbow. But Rav Yosef Amar Zeh Over Aveira B'Seser. That's someone who violates an Aveira B'Seser. So you see, violating an Aveira B'Seser is a horrible thing. Better not to be born than to violate an Aveira B'Seser. So how can you give an Eitza that if a person is having trouble with Yetzer Hara to go violate an Aveira B'Seser? Says Mar Lo Kasha, Had Matzikayef Li Yitzrei, Had Lo Matzikayef Li Yitzrei. It all depends if he's able to overcome his Yetzer Hara or if he's not. If he's able to overcome his Yetzer Hara, then he should overcome the Yetzer Hara and he shouldn't do the Aveira B'Seser. If he's unable to overcome the Yetzer Hara, though, better to do a B'Seser than to be Mechal Shem Shemaim B'Farhesia. So this is a big discussion over here. You should put on black clothing and go and do the Aveira. Is that really the advice? We're really saying that just Yasa Mashalib Chafetz, just go do the Aveira as long as you do it quietly. So says Tosos Pirush Rach Chas B'Sholom Shuhutu Lo Lavar Aveira. God forbid that we're allowing someone to go do an Avera. El Kachom Rabbi Loi, Yigias Drachim Vachsenos, Luvisha Shchorim, Mishabrim Yetzara, Umonam Adam in Avera. Whenever you set up a process that you have to go through before you do the Avera, the assumption is by the time you get up to the Avera, your Yetzer Hara won't be there anymore. It's like the story of the Chassidish Rebbe who had the cast jacket that he used to keep in a box all the way up in his attic, and every time he wanted to get angry, he would hold. Okay, I'm allowed to get angry, but I first have to put on my anger jacket. I have to first put on my cast jacket. And he would climb up to the attic and pull out the box, and he'd go through the combination to open the box, and he'd take it out of the bag, and by the time he would put on the jacket, he wasn't angry anymore. Meaning when you set up a system where you delay enough, ultimately the Yetzer Hara will go away on its own. That's all we're saying. Not chas v'sholom that we're allowing someone to violate an Avera. Now, in all honesty, though, Rashi sounds like that we hope it prevents him from doing the Avera. We're still saying better to do the Avera privately than to go do it publicly. Why do you wear black? So that you shouldn't, you should lose a certain sense of gaiva, a certain sense of self-respect. Maybe that will allow your heart to calm down and soften. Rashi says, and also, if you end up doing the Avera, at least no one will pay any attention to you, because you're just wearing black clothing, and no one's going to pay any attention to some guy who's wearing black clothing, which is interesting. The idea of wearing black clothing is such an important idea. Apparently, the Shach quotes in Shulchan Aruch that black is a sign of anivus. It's a sign of humility, and that's why we would suggest wearing black clothing. So this idea of a yeshivish dress with black clothing is not so out of left field. It's not so crazy. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that afilu arksa de misana, that even if the gaim suggests that you change your shoelaces to something else, and they're doing it to change Klal Yisrael and to get us to violate Avera. So even that could be Yaharig Valyavar. And the Rif writes, because the Goyim in that time used to wear red shoelaces, and the Jews would wear black shoelaces. So the Dr. Moshe quotes from the Marik that minog of wearing black shoelaces was a minog that Klal Yisrael took on because of tznius. That black is considered to be a color of tznius, whereas red is the exact opposite. Red is considered to be a color of pritzos. That's what the Shach and some Kofayin Chesiv Kotten Gimel quotes that idea. Anyway, Tanan Hasam. Just one more thing. Mistakel Bekeshes. So the Beis Yosef writes that quotes from the Rush that Mistakel Bekeshes doesn't mean that you look at the keshes. Because you have to, in order to make a bracha, you have to see the keshes in order to make a bracha. Mistakel means you gaze at it, you focus on it, right? If you need to see it in order to be able to make the bracha, just like when the Rav Avadia Yosef quotes this in his tshuva about making a bracha on royalty. Do you make a bracha when you see the Queen of England? So some of the poskim say, what do you mean? How are you allowed to see the Queen of England? That would mean looking at a woman. So Rav Avadia Yosef points out, no, it's just like the rainbow. There's a difference between ri'iyah and histaklus. You're allowed to see a woman, you're not allowed to gaze at a woman. So you see the Queen of England, you make a bracha. But you're not allowed to gaze at anybody. You're not allowed to gaze at any woman, just like the rainbow. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein makifin b'chil Hashem, that there's no hakafa b'chil Hashem. Echad shogig v'echad mezit. So the Gemara says, well, what does that mean? My Ein makifin. Am razut shushen osim kechenveni. That you don't get like a credit, like a store credit, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu where you could pay up your bill much later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to come after you right now. No, if it's Chil Hashem, he's going to come after you right away. Marbre Dravina Amaloma Shem Haisa Shkula Machraas. Now, Ein Makifin means that if you're even in terms of your mitzvos and averos, so Chil Hashem is going to put you in the other direction. It's going to tip the scales in the other direction. Meaning, even if everything is exactly even, counting the Chil Hashem, that the Chil Hashem will make the scales tip, even though everything is exactly even. It's interesting that the Mishnah, that the Gemara uses lashon of Tanan Hasam. Tosaf here tries to figure out where in the world do we have such a Mishnah that says Ein Makifin B'Chil Hashem. So Tosaf says maybe it's a Braisa, even though it says Tanan. Or Tosaf suggests maybe it's a Mishnah Novos that doesn't say these exact words, but maybe says a similar theme. We don't have time to get into it now. Tan Rabbanan Lolam Yira Adam Atzmo Ki Luchetzio Chai V'Chetzio Zakei. A person should always see himself as if he's half-half. He's a Beinoni, he has exactly the same amount of averus and mitzvos. Also mitzvah achas, therefore, if he does one mitzvah, he has tipped the scales to the positive side. He does one aver, he's tipped the scales in the other direction. For one aver that he does, he could lose a lot of good. The world is judged based on majority, and an individual is judged based on the majority. A same mitzvah, it's interesting, meaning we even though It's a given that a human being is going to do averus. It's a given that in the world there are going to be averus. But whether the world is going to have a positive experience or a human being is going to have positive experience or not is all based on a majority. And therefore, if you manage to tip the scales, you've changed everything, right? You've changed everything. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act better with us. And you do a single avera, so woe unto him that he's brought everything l'kav chovish. And emre v'chet echad v'chulei. B'shel chet yichid yishas ezeh oven men v'mikol olam tova harbe. For a single avera that he's done, you could lose a lot of good. That's what Rav Aviner writes in his tshuva about co-education when he was asked about Bnei Akiva. And someone asked him, but isn't it a terrible thing that they have co-education on Bnei Akiva? So Rav Aviner says, you have to look at whenever you look at anything, an individual, the whole world, or an organization, you have to look at the big picture. You have to look at everything. Yes, there are certain terrible things in anything. There are certain negative sides, and you have to judge: does the negative outweigh the positive, or the positive outweigh the negative, to decide if it's something good or something bad. So he says, on a whole, it's existence. It does a lot of things that no other organization could possibly ever do. So on the whole, it's a good thing, even though there are certain terrible aspects of it. Okay. Anyway, Rav Shimon Yechayomer Afilu Tzadik Gamor Kol Yamav Umar Bachroni Iberes Rishonos. Even if a person is Tzadik Gamor his entire life, and then he was Morid at the very end, so he loses all the good that he had at the beginning. Shnemer Tzidkas Tzadik. All of his tzidkus isn't going to save him on the day that he becomes a posheya. And even if he's a Rasha Gomer and he does tshuva on the last day, all of his rishos doesn't count anymore. So frankly, Gemara, why isn't he at least like a Beinoni if he just did tshuva on the last day? I'm sorry, about the tzaddik who was posheya on the last day, why isn't he at least like a Beinoni? We're talking about someone who regrets ever doing the good. Such a person is not going to be considered like a tzaddik. Kol sheyesh mikra mishnah b'derech eretz lo b'meiru chotei. Anyone who's involved in learning Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav and Ben Adam L'Chavero, he's not going to sin so quickly. Shneimar v'chotam mishul shlo b'meiru yinotek. That's the three pronged, the three part cord of Judaism. Kol sheyena lo b'mikra lo mishnah lo b'derech eretz eno mini yishuv. But anyone who is not involved in those three things is not mini yishuv. He's not considered to be part of civil civilization. Amar Rav Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, Lama Tzadikim, Lama Tzadikim, Mishal Olam Hazeh, what did Tzadikim compare to in Olam Hazeh? Li'ilan Shekulun Omer B'makom Tahara, V'nofam Nota L'makom Tumah. Like a tree that's mostly in a Makom Tahara, but it has one branch going over into a Makom Tumah. Nix Atznofu Kulun Omer B'makom Tahara. If its branch gets cut off, now the entire tree is Makom Tahara. So the cutting of the branch is Kach L'Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Yisurim Al Tzadikim, Olam Hazeh, Kdei Shiyir Shu Olam Haba. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu bringing Yisurim in Olam Hazeh so that they could be Yorish Olam Haba Shemar V'yorishis Reshisicha Mitzar V'achrecha Yishka Ma'od. V'lam Ulamar Rishayim Dom Olam Hazeh. What are Rishayim like? Lilan Shukulam Makom Tumah V'nofel Nota L'makom Tahara. To a tree that's mostly in a Makom Tumah and one branch in a Makom Tahara. Nix Atznofel Kulam Makom Tumah. You cut off the branch, it's totally in a Makom Tumah. Kach Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashpia Lan Tovel Rishayim Olam Hazeh Kdei L'Tordon L'Rish L'Madrega Tachtona. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Rishayim good in this world. This is Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rasha V'Tovlo, in order that he could give him the worst in the world to come. Shnemar Yesh Darach Yashuv Nei Yesh Hakrisa Darkei Maves.